Today is the 13th Sunday after Pentecost, and then we're celebrating the external solemnity of the Feast of St. Pius X, since it is a first-class feast for the society. It was September 3rd, and so you can extend it to the Sunday to properly have the solemnity celebrated for this first-class feast. So that's the Mass that we're saying today. So the epistle for the feast of St. Pius X is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Brethren, we had confidence in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God in much carefulness. For our exhortation was not of error, nor of uncleanliness, nor in deceit. But as we were approved by God that the gospel should be committed to us, even so we speak not as pleasing men, but God who proveth our hearts. For neither have we used at any time the speech of flattery, as you know, nor taken an occasion of covetousness, God is witness. Nor sought we glory of men, neither of you nor of others. Whereas we might have been burdensome to you as the apostles of Christ, but we became little ones in the midst of you, as if a nurse should cherish her children. So desirous of you, we would gladly impart unto you not only the gospel of God, but also our own souls, because you were become most dear unto us. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The gospel is taken from John chapter 21. At that time, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, lovest thou me more than these? He saith to him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith to him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again, Simon, son of John, lovest thou me? He saith to him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said to him, Feed my lambs. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he had said to him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said to him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. He said to him, Feed my sheep. Please be seated. Hope has been the sole companion of my life. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. As we celebrate this external solemnity of St. Pius X, I mean, it's good for us just to contemplate and to think about this holy pope, this pope that led the church, albeit for a short amount of time. It was only about 11 years that St. Pius X reigned as pope, the vicar of Christ. But for one, he was able to accomplish so much during that time period. Because one, he was very dedicated to what he was going to do. And I think also one of the key things for St. Pius X was also obviously his humility, because he realized it was not him. He realized that it was going to be Almighty God that would help him then to reign over the church, because it was God's will that he was chosen. You know, it was not his. He even tried to refuse the pontificate, of obviously saying that he was not worthy to that. But from that, St. Pius X, as I say, he accomplished so much during that time. One, obviously, he was a defender against modernism, the enemy within the church that was creeping in, or trying to, at least during his time period. And so that is where St. Pius X decided to write an encyclical against them with the famous Pascendi. And I think that's something that we also, then we just look at the gospel for the Mass that is dedicated or for St. Pius X. And it's the famous three questions that are asked of St. Peter, the first pope. And it's said to him to feed his sheep. And that is what Pascendi means, to feed. To feed with doctrine. To give to the sheep, all of us, the doctrine that is necessary for us to save our souls. And so that is what St. Pius X took very seriously then in his life. And also it was said about St. Pius X that he was a reformer. He helped, in a sense, to reform the church, but in the proper sense. For St. Pius X, he saw some things that needed to be done. He codified the code of canon law. Later took place in 1917, but he started the process. He also helped to, in a sense, to restore the breviary. For a while, almost every day was Sunday office. And so he wanted the priests to go back to making sure and ensure that they would pray the 150 Psalms. And so for St. Pius X, the things that he did had a purpose behind them. It was the sanctification of souls, which is completely different than what we find out with modernism itself, what he was fighting. The changes that they made were no longer to sanctify souls, but in a sense to make things easier. And so that is specifically what St. Pius X was fighting against. And so even though St. Pius X, yes, he reformed some things, he tried to restore then Gregorian chant and the sacred music to the liturgy. He reformed the curia. He did all of these things in just this short period of time. But he had a goal in mind, and that is his famous motto, to restore all things in Christ. To bring everything back in our lives to Almighty God. And so for St. Pius X and him doing so and doing that, that is why then he is called a saint. It's interesting to see with the life of St. Pius X, he was poor growing up, and obviously as Pope, he was also poor. He did not have much in terms of that. And then he would say that he would die poor also. And so after the death of St. Pius X, many of those that were in the Holy Office, who were in the Vatican itself, they said, yes, even though he was poor, even though he didn't have much, he is great. And they knew at the time of his death in 1914, they knew that he was going to become a saint for those that were around him, because they had seen what he had done. They had seen the desire that he had for the sanctification of the church itself. And so truly for him, that is what he spent his pontificate on. And it's interesting just to even read about St. Pius X and see at the end of his life, because remember, at the very end of his life was the start of World War I. And so he offered to Almighty God his life for the souls that were on the battlefield itself. He offered his life so that they would be, in a sense, saved because of what they were taking their chance of their life on going out into the battles. And so here you have the Holy Father on his deathbed offering his life for these souls that are out in the battle. He anguished over that fact of this war. And so here you have the Sovereign Pontiff, Vicar of the entire church, worried about these souls that are out on the battlefield, because he cared for their souls and he wanted to save their souls. And if it meant offering his life, that is what he would do. And so that is where St. Pius X in his life, I mean, he spent it trying to work for the glory of God. But you also see from that quote, and if you remember it, it is the quote from one of the holy cards that we had for the pilgrimage. The quote that I gave to you at the very beginning. I'll read most of the quote itself, because I think it sums up very clearly the life of St. Pius X. Because he did not place his hope in his own ability or anything of that nature. He placed it on Almighty God. He said, "Hope has been the sole companion of my life, the greatest aid in doubts, the strongest assistance in my weakness. Hope, but not hope in men, but hope in Christ, supported by the celestial promise that he will strengthen the weakest of men with a greatness of soul and divine help." That is how he spent his pontificate. Because once he realized that he had no alternative but to accept the pontificate, he realized at that point that it would only be through the grace of God that he could do anything. And so that was truly then his hope, his greatest aid in all that he had done. And his weaknesses, to strengthen him and help him, but he says it was because of the hope that he had in Christ, not men around him. And so that was why St. Pius X was able to restore all things in Christ, to give the church at that time such a great grace of having him as the pontiff. And so he was able to save off the church from suffering from modernism because he fought it. He realized it was there. He realized it was trying to creep into the church, and he fought that. I mean, granted, we know, obviously, after that time, modernism crept into the church. But for St. Pius X, he spent his life for the glory of God. And again, I think that's why then you see the epistle it's in reference of St. Paul talking to the Thessalonians, of how dear that they were to him, that he was not there to flatter them. And that is something certainly St. Pius X would also not be accused of, flattering people for the sake of flattery. He told them what they needed to hear. He told them what they had to hear in order for them to save their souls. And that is because he cared for their souls, because he devoted his entire priesthood to that fact. And that is something, again, if you read the life of St. Pius X, you see very clearly wherever he was, whether it was as just a regular priest, whether it was as a bishop, whether as a cardinal, he spent all of his time working on the sanctification of his clergy first. Because for him, you sanctify the clergy will help to sanctify the people. And so that is what he spent his time on. And so it's something for us to pray about, it's something for us to think about. And yes, because he is the patron of the Society of St. Pius X, it is a great opportunity for us to look at the life of St. Pius X and to see very clearly what he had done. And the love that he had for souls, if he had to correct them, he would correct them. If he would encourage them, he would encourage them. But that is how he spent his life. He spent his life in order to save souls. And then you see on his deathbed, he was also offering his life for souls. He had the true understanding of what a priest of our Lord Jesus Christ was. And so therefore, yes, he is a model to all priests, but in a sense, he's a model to all of us in this modern time. Because he fought what he needed to fight. And he worked for the sanctification of souls. And so that is, I would say, also what sums up the life of St. Pius X. His desire to save souls, whether it was through the sanctification of his priest, whether it was with Holy Communion. He's the one who encouraged daily Holy Communion and also lowered the age so that more people would be able to receive, to help them to sanctify their life, and also the great Marian devotion that he had. I mean, these are three things that we can say that he promoted throughout through his priesthood and then his pontificate. And it is through these things that he was able to restore all things in Christ. It was through these things that he was able to bring people back to the love of God. And so it's a good reminder to us. It is something that we must strive for. But he placed all his hope in Christ. That is what he spent his life on and understanding. And so that is something that we must think about, pray about, especially in our modern times. And I know I quoted to you before, but I think it is so fitting of St. Pius X, and so I think it's so important for us to understand what is before his tomb. It's not on his tomb itself because of his, out of his humility, he wanted nothing on his tomb. And so they placed this before his tomb. It says, Pope St. Pius X, poor in riches, gentle and humble of heart, a firm defender of the Catholic faith, who desired to restore all things in Christ. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.